want to create an environment that's friendly to the customer. I would say we're a lot like other companies where there's a very specific need that our customers have. It's about water purification. So it's a very emotional buying decision. The customer relationship is such that we still deliver to people's homes. So when we walk in, many times they give us the key to the house. It's one of those last vestiges of that kind of a business where there's such a trust factor. And we never want to lose that. And we've tried to build upon that. Really, I think it's about a customer experience that just simply puts the customer at ease and they forget that it's actually a service that they're having at their house. I think that moment of truth, those opportunities to interact with the customer are essential, whether it's face-to-face or on the phone. You're creating an opportunity to build value. Everybody kind of has a role in the customer service loop. Where we get started in this process really was about listening to our customers. Without surveying customers and actually listening to what they're saying, I don't know where you would start. You absolutely have to listen to what they're saying. It caused us to stop what we were doing and reevaluate everything, because what we thought we knew, the customers were actually speaking quite loudly and saying, I don't even care how much you cost. I just want to know that I'm going to get great service, that this is going to be hassle-free, that you're going to treat my home and my family with respect, and genuinely care about the service that you deliver.